Today, as you know, we're celebrating the ordination of Pastor Jordan. And so we're celebrating with Jordan and Rachel and their family for all the hours of hard work and preparation that went into that. And I do mean Jordan and Rachel, because it's a family effort. And to lead us in this today, it's my very great pleasure to welcome Dwayne. I'm going to call him Pastor Dwayne. But Dwayne is Assistant District Superintendent working out of our district office in Surrey. And he is a gifted leader, a man who deeply loves God, who has remarkable skills, and we're very blessed and privileged to have you, Dwayne, serve the church, our family of churches in British Columbia. And Dwayne also is married to Charlene. They have two adult sons. They have some remarkable travel stories, I'll tell you. Makes you want to try things, but also stay home. He is an avid, he said, addicted fisherman. And so I'm not coveting his sit-on-top fishing kayak at all. Just saying. He has served as a pastor in Yarrow, BC. Was there for 18 years and has served in the district office for six. We're going to go with seven. We're upping the game here. 6+ years. And so Dwayne is going to come and bring the word to us today as we celebrate this ordination Sunday. Well, let's welcome Dwayne, please.
Thanks, Grant. You talk about your name. One of my best friends is named Grant, so there you go. It's a great name. It's a great name. Well, Cranbrook Alliance, it is really, really good to be with you. As Grant said, my name is Dwayne. I'm one of our assistant district superintendents. I've been married to my wife, Charlene, for 32 years. She's a kindergarten teacher in Chilliwack. That's been a little trying over the last number of years, as you can imagine. My oldest son, Hayden, got married 3 weeks into the COVID pandemic. So that, again, was interesting. He's married to his wife, Natalie, and he's an engineer working on a... It's fascinating. There's a tunneling project in Vancouver right now that's going from downtown Vancouver out to UBC campus. So he is managing that project from an engineering perspective. So he kind of works underground all day. And then my youngest son, Brandon, is a professional drummer. He's got his degree in performance jazz drumming, travels all over the world drumming. And so my house is quite noisy because he still lives in my basement. So it's usually pretty good for me to get on the road and get out of town. It gets a little bit quieter. So I love the drums. I love music. I was a music pastor for 6 years at Yarrow Alliance Church, and then I was the lead pastor for 12-ish years before I stepped into my role in the district office. And so my role in the district office, which kind of connects to today, is that I oversee an area called leader development. So I work with pastors. I work with individuals who are exploring a call to pastoral ministry. So I work with many of our universities across the country, trying to figure out with them who is God raising up? Who do I need to take out for coffee? Who do I need to challenge? When they step into pastoral ministry, they go through processes of licensing and ordination. I get to walk with them through those processes, which is where I got to meet Jordan for the first time. And I also work with pastors kind of 5 to 7 years, 10 years into their pastoral journey as they learn and develop and continue to grow and beyond. I also work with boards and church leadership in helping them to navigate all of the nuances of church leadership and ministry. So let me just say this before we jump into ordination. The last number of years have been really, really difficult. And so from my office, our district office, to you, those here at Cranbrook Alliance Church, those who've been leading in various ministries, thank you for leading well. It's been really hard. And we are truly grateful for those of you that continue to step it up, pour it out week after week, day after day, in challenging seasons of ministry. And so that's not lost on us. Well done, Cranbrook Alliance. Well done. And so I have the privilege of traveling around, as Grant said, to our 80 churches in BC, as far north as Fort Nelson, to the island, I guess, is this as far east as Elkford? Is that a little further east? I guess so. So I travel all over the province, and I have the privilege of getting this window into what God is doing in our churches. And so for a few minutes, Grant said, I'm going to bring the word this morning. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you into this ordination process that we engage with here in the Christian Missionary Alliance in Canada. How many of you have been at an ordination service before? A few, but not that many. So we're gonna explore what this means. We're going to explore what your role is in today, because there's a role you play as well. And today's an amazing day. It's an exciting day. And yes, it's an exciting day for Jordan and his family. But I actually think it's an exciting day for you as the congregation here at Cranbrook Alliance Church. You have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to do something that we typically don't do. And that is to connect God's redemptive work in the world to the role of pastor. In particular, your pastor, Jordan Culp. We get to pull these two things together. What God is wanting to do in the world in the area of restoration and reconciliation and redemption, and the role of pastor. If you're familiar with the biblical story, you know God made the world good. We as humankind, we messed that up, and we continue to mess that up on a regular basis. And at the heart of God's desire to fix, to redeem, to bridge, to reconcile what is broken is something called the incarnation. In fact, we focused on the incarnation quite heavily over the last few weeks. The life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's quite fitting that after the resurrection, in Acts chapter 2, we read that on the day of Pentecost, as men and women were gathered, Jesus ascends to be with his Father in heaven, and the Spirit is poured out. And really, in that moment, the church is divinely created. It starts. And if you read the New Testament, Paul's letters, the epistles, we understand really, really quickly that ministry is hard. Proclaiming the gospel, whether you're a full-time pastor, whether you're working in industry, it doesn't matter. Ministry is hard. Proclaiming the name of Jesus is hard. And it seems like in our day and age, it's getting harder. And so we read in chapters like Romans 12 or 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that God pours out gifts. He gives gifts to those that he has called for gospel proclamation ministry. In Ephesians chapter 4, we read that some are called to be prophets, some are called to be apostles, some are called to be pastors, some are called to be teachers. And the longer that I have been in pastoral ministry, the more I've come to understand that there are teachers who pastor and there are apostles who have shepherding gifts. God unpacks the gifts. The Spirit unpacks the gifts in our lives as he sees fit. Which brings us to today. Ordination. Ordination in the Christian and Missionary Alliance. So let me just articulate to you what ordination is and what ordination is not. I think it's an important delineation. Ordination, as defined by the Alliance Canada, is the affirmation by the body of Christ. That's you, the congregation here at Cranbrook Alliance Church. The affirmation by the body of Christ that the one being ordained, Jordan, is set apart, is gifted and called by God for gospel proclamation ministry. You see, most of the time when I enter into a church and I preside over a service like this, the congregation typically thinks something's happening to Jordan this morning. And it is. But there's something going on here in the life of Cranbrook Alliance. You've had the privilege over many years. Jordan, how many years have you been here? 6 years. You've had the opportunity to journey with, to serve with, to be ministered by, to minister to Jordan, Rachel, their family. You have witnessed God at work in someone that God has called. And this is a moment for you as the congregation to say, God, we get it. You're up to something here. You're on the move in Cranbrook. And you've gifted and called Jordan, his family. You've also gifted, each one of us has been gifted and called to proclaim the gospel. And so ordination is the affirmation by you, the body of Christ, that the one being ordained, that's Jordan, is gifted and called by God for gospel proclamation ministry. Ordination does not bestow upon Jordan the right or the privilege to preach and to teach. It doesn't give him the right or the privilege to preside over things like communion or baptism. That process he's already gone through. That was called licensing. That's when he was able to do these things. But it is a recognition and it is an affirmation of his calling and his giftings. And so in the case of Jordan, these gifts and this calling have been affirmed by the Licensing and Ordination Committee, which I chair here in the Canadian Pacific District. It has been affirmed, they have been affirmed by your Board of Elders here at Cranbrook Alliance. They have been affirmed by your lead pastor, Grant McDowell. They've been affirmed by our district superintendent, Reverend Mark Peters. And they've been affirmed by our denominational president, Reverend Darren Herbold. We have all seen the giftings in Jordan. We recognize that he is called by God to proclaim the good news about Jesus. And so I think it's helpful for just a few minutes before I invite Jordan and Rachel to join me on the stage. I think it's helpful for me to unpack for you, what is it that Jordan did? Why is this a big deal? Beyond the fact that we want to recognize the gifting and the calling that is upon his life. What was the journey that Jordan was on? Because maybe you've noticed over the last little while, he maybe hasn't responded to your emails as much or as quickly as he used to. Maybe he's been a little short with you. Who knows? There's been a lot of pressure on Jordan for the last little while, because this is what ordinands in our province go through. So Jordan was a part of a two-year cohort of learning. He was a part of, at any given time, there's about 40 individuals in the ordination track here in BC, in the Christian Missionary Alliance. And so he was part of a cohort of learning where for 2 years, there were retreats that happened in April and October, where there was theological teaching, there was pastoral methodological teaching, where we unpacked various skill sets and theological perspectives that we wanted our ordinands to understand. So Jordan was part of that, and he drove down to the Fraser Valley for those retreats 4 times over 2 years. There were 8 different books that he needed to read and write reflection papers on and submit them to me. He needed to read the Bible in a translation or a paraphrase that he hadn't read before, submit. He didn't have to write a report on that, but he had to tell me he did it. I know this sounds really exciting. He needed to read the Christian Missionary Alliance manual. We're really good at writing manuals, let me tell you. He had to read the whole thing and to a certain degree understand the manual. After that was done, there were 4 major theological reflections on the church, on the doctrine of inerrancy or scripture, on missions, on healing that he had to write reflection papers on. He had to respond to that theologically. 4 of the sermons that he's preached to you were graded by our committee. Let me just say, it's daunting to preach when you're learning how to preach. It's another thing to know that those sermons are going to be submitted to a committee for grading. So I tell this story now. I never used to tell this story. And it's not about you, Jordan, so don't worry. My four sermons that I preached for ordination, I failed all four of them. They were bad. And many of you who've been around the Alliance long enough, you know Brian Bueller. Brian was my marker for all four of those sermons, and he just kept pushing me and pushing me and pushing me, and he needed to. It's a good process. So Jordan had to preach for, submit for, and pass for. And then after all of that was done, Jordan had to be interviewed for about 2 hours on anything and everything related to theology. We could ask any question we wanted. I think we give 268 prep questions just to kind of get your mind thinking, but anything's on the table. And what we want to know as a licensing and ordination committee is that theology has moved from head to heart. Lots of people can answer questions and memorize well. What we want to know is that our pastors are thinking theologically and are thinking pastorally as they navigate these particular truths and anchor points for who we are in the Christian Missionary Alliance. And so I had the privilege of overseeing that conversation with Jordan, and he passed with excellence. With excellence. Yeah, it's for sure. I get asked this question a lot as I work with ordinands across the province. And maybe if you don't hear anything else I say this morning, hear this. Maybe you just need to hear this. I get asked the question, Duane, how are our churches doing? And more specifically, how are our pastors doing? And I can tell you with confidence, having had the privilege of walking alongside Jordan, Cranbrook Alliance, you're in good hands. You're in good hands. Yes. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God is on the move through leaders like Jordan. And so it's been a privilege to be able to walk with him. It's a privilege to be able to superintend this little ceremony this morning. And I want to invite Jordan and Rachel to join me up on the stage. And I want to have a conversation with them for just a couple of minutes. But I don't want you to tune out. I'm not going to be looking at you. I'm going to be looking at them. But I want you to listen. Because towards the end, we're going to pray together. And I want you to be engaged in this conversation because I think it's important. I've got a couple of stools up here for you to sit on. This is good. So Jordan, Rachel, allow me to read these words from Paul over you. And they're found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. This is what he says. This then is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the mysteries that God has revealed. It's required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Paul says, I care very little if I'm judged by you or by any other human court. Indeed, I don't even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that's not what makes me innocent. It's the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. And at that time, each will receive their praise from God. So Jordan, and I would actually say Jordan and Rachel, you have been entrusted with a calling to this place, to these people. You've been entrusted with gifts. And God's gracious invitation, and Jordan, your duty is to fulfill that trust. You are a steward. You are both stewards of your calling and your gifts. I mean, you know you can't do this alone. You do this as a team. You do this together. And the defining work of a steward is someone who is faithful. So you are being called to be faithful to the calling and the gifts that God has given you. You don't have an option to stand back and go, yeah, whatever. You're being called to step in. And The amazing news is this. All of heaven's resources are at your disposal. You don't have to do this alone. You shouldn't do that. You can't do this alone. And so, Jordan, I think your board would agree with these words. Work hard. Work really hard. But don't worship your work. It's not that important. Don't worship your work. Love and serve your wife, Rachel. And in doing so, you model to everybody you serve what the love of Christ is all about. Jordan, I think this goes without saying, but I say it to everyone sitting in your seat. Don't neglect your family for the sake of the ministry. Your family needs Dad fully engaged. It was a privilege to be at your house for dinner last night. Your family needs Dad fully engaged. Fully engaged. That was awesome. That was just fantastic. I have a little bit of a deeper understanding of what my wife goes through with her 18 kindergarten kids that she has running around the classroom every day. But love and serve your wife. Love and serve your family. And model to the people in this community what the love of Christ is all about. Continue to grow in skill. Ordination is not the end of the journey. You may feel like you can exhale a little bit right now, but this is the beginning. You've got lots of years in ministry ahead of you. Keep learning. Keep diving in. Don't be satisfied with where you're at. Continue to push. But understand that Holy Spirit anointing is way more important than any skill you could learn in a program or out of a book, apart from the Word of God. Preach and teach the Word of God, not the Word of Jordan. That's always a temptation for us as pastors. Continue to immerse yourself in the book. Keep studying it. Keep leaning into it. And then when we move to verses 3 and 4, you're charged with keeping a clear conscience. Cultivate a listening ear to the voice of the Spirit. And may what you hear from the Spirit drive you into those lanes that you need to run in as a pastor here at Cranbrook Alliance Church. Don't do it on your own. Don't do it on your own. And so, Jordan, it's an honor to be with you today. I've looked forward to this for a long time, and I'm so glad we can do this in person. To be able to give you this charge, to be able to stand with you and Rachel in affirming that God has great things in store for you. And so I bless you, and I congratulate you today. Well done. Well done. Well done. Yeah, absolutely. Grant, why don't you come up? Grant's got a few words, and then we'll continue walking through these next steps.
How are we doing? It's good. Whew, hey. Jordan and Rachel and Hattie. As lead pastor, as the board of elders, as your congregation, your staff team, and everyone you serve with, we thank God for you. Thank God for who you are and who you're continuing to become in Christ. We're thankful for your gifts and the way you tirelessly have shared those and the way you care for your family. Jesus said, I'm the vine and you are the branches. You remain in me and I in you. You'll be really spiritually productive. Without me, you can do nothing. And I read a little story I'm going to share by a man named Fred Craddock that I think illustrates what that fruitfulness is like for all of us. And in particular today with this application in pastoral ministry, he said, sometimes we think that we'd like to go to the Lord and say, I'm giving it all to you. You know, I'm all in. It's like laying $1,000 bill on the table and saying, take it all. And we mean it. You know, I'll go out in a blaze of glory. I'll do whatever you want. But he said, most of the time, it's like the Lord wants us to take that $1,000 bill to the bank and cash it in for quarters. 25 cents here, 50 cents there, listening to someone who's hurting, praying with someone who wants to come to Christ, encouraging someone who's had a long day when you've already had a long month, taking the time, going above and beyond, loving your family when you feel tired, and on and on. That's more what it's like to be fruitful. It's cashing it in and investing it bit by bit. And thank you for the way you do that. That's fruitful. And so to that end, we want to unite around you and pray for you today. And Dwayne is going to come back up here. And then we're going to call on your dad, Jordan, Bob. Bob's going to come and join us. Bob was at the piano today.
Mm-hmm.
Heard the harmonies going there too. Something about genetics and harmonies, boy. And then we'd like to call up the elders board, all the board. And also all of the youth lead team. If you work with Pursuit or Revive, come on up. You know who you are. Yeah, here you come. And then we'd like to invite our guests, Ernie and Marilyn Clausen, to come up. Longtime friends of the Cult family. And Al and Cindy Park. Thank you. Where are Al and Cindy? There you are. Come on up. And Mom. Come on, Mom. Please. Thank you. Okay. And a few of us are going to pray out loud for you, and the rest are going to pray with you. And so, first of all, well done, guys. Come on up, Mom. Most importantly, we're going to ask Bob, Jordan's dad, to pray, and then Dion praying on behalf of the Board of Elders, and then I'll pray, and then Dwayne will conclude the prayer time. So, Bob.
Let's pray. Father, what a joyous day this is for us as brothers and sisters in the Lord, but also as mom and dad. We are excited about what you've been doing in Jordan's life. And Lord, we are excited that he has finished well his ordination process, and we give you thanks. Thank you for this man who has a tender heart, who's always looked to you as his source of hope, joy, and inspiration, Lord. I pray that you will bless his ministry, bless his family. We will give you all the thanks and praise for what you will do and continue to do in the future, Lord, with Jordan and Rachel. Bless them, in Christ's name.
Lord, we say thank you as a church for Jordan. We say thank you for the last few years that he's been here, the wisdom, the passion, the joy that we've seen from him in leading the services, in working with the youth. We thank you for that. We feel blessed as a congregation because of it. Lord, we say thank you also for Rachel, for the support that she's given Jordan, for the energy that she's given him just by being there and supporting him. Thank you so much for that. And we say thank you, Lord, also for dear children, for allowing Dad to be away for many nights on youth camps and youth events and overnight stays. And Lord, we say thank you for their sacrifice. And we pray for what's laying ahead. We pray that you be with Jordan, Rachel, and the family. We, as we heard this morning, Lord, that you might allow him to remember that you are with him. That as long as he's in you, as long as he's leading you the way you would like to lead, have him lead, you would always be with him. Thank you so much for this ordination, and thank you so much for who he is as a person. In your loving name, amen.
Father, we thank you for Jordan and for Rachel and their family, and the word I pray over them is wholeness today, wholeness in Christ Jesus, that you would bless them and bless them and bless them spirit, soul, and body. You'd give them joy in the Holy Spirit. I pray you'd fall on them with renewed joy in the Spirit, that that fruit from the Holy Spirit would flow in and through their hearts and minds. Protect them, we pray. Shield them in Jesus' name. As they take this stand and declare that you are Lord, we pray your protection over them, that you would put mighty angels in place around them, up to including the principality and power levels and beyond as necessary, that the Spirit of the Lord would pulsate in their thoughts and give them your divine direction each day. Thank you, Lord, for hope and a future. We declare that over them in your holy name.
We recognize that you raise up leaders in churches, in communities, for seasons, for such a time as this. And we thank you for Jordan and for Rachel, and for them willingly answering the call to be here and to be present and to proclaim your name in the community of Cranbrook. And so, God, I echo the words that have been prayed. We pray for Holy Spirit unction. We pray for divine guidance. We pray for protection. We pray for fruitfulness in ministry as they lean into the paths that you have for them. And so, God, I pray for this congregation here at Cranbrook Alliance. I pray that this calling that we're speaking about this morning would resonate with each person represented, each family represented in this room, and we would all understand that you've placed a call in our lives to proclaim your name, to make your name famous. And so, Father, as we lean into the gifts of our pastoral team, may you empower the congregation to be bold as well. And so, God, I just ask that you would pour out your blessing upon Jordan, Rachel, and their ministry here at Cranbrook Alliance, that we would be able to look back and say, look what God did as they were faithful to your leading. So empower them, go before them, and we give you praise for them and for how you're working in this place. In the matchless name of Jesus, all God's people said, amen. Well, this is the part of the service that kind of feels like a little bit like a wedding. Jordan, it is my privilege.
I do.
You do? Done. It's over. It's fantastic. If only it was that simple. On behalf of the Alliance Canada, on behalf of our president, Darren Herbold, it is my privilege to introduce you to your congregation for the very first time, introduce you as Reverend Jordan Matthew Culp. Well done. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. Thanks for you. All right. I think we can all exit, and the stage is yours, Jordan.
I'd like to say a few things. I have felt every moment of prayer that you have supported me with, literally in tears and distress. I was preaching through Psalms a little bit and discovered the joy and the amazing gift that prayer is for us. And so I'm so thankful for those who God nudged to be faithful in prayer for me through this process. So thank you, church body. And really, this is a, my life gets to be an expression of thankfulness to God because of the faithfulness of his church in sharing the gospel with me. So this is my encouragement to you. Be all that Christ has equipped you to be. There's a man named James Buss when I was in middle school. I don't know if he's ever going to watch this, but he sat us down, a bunch of rowdy middle schoolers in a small dilapidated house in Hamilton, Ontario, and shared the good news of Jesus Christ. And there were those camp counselors at a camp called Joy Bible Camp that led me to know and experience what it is to experience the gospel and to know that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And then were those in high school who, in a church plant, decided to give of their extra time. Not only did I have a senior pastor who was also my youth pastor, Steve Kerr, big thanks to him, but there was also a bunch of other volunteers, some that we called mom, some that we wrestled with. I think of Virginia Smith, Ron Opperthauser, Jody, Jeff, Bob Martin, a few of those people. So if you are thinking that you are insignificant in your role in someone's life and in sharing the gospel, you are not. You play a big role. I'm thankful for those people in my college experience, like Al Mertes, who shared with me how to love teens and saw that calling as well. It's been 20 years of youth ministry, and I celebrate that because most people don't make it two. So either there's something wrong with me or God's doing something good. So I'm thankful for his church that has come around and lived this gospel, being raised to life in Jesus Christ. And there's been a passage, Steve Kerr walked me through Romans when I was in grade 12. He sat me and a friend down in Tim Hortons and walked us through Romans in our grade 12 year. And these words that Paul shared have always stuck with me, from Romans 10. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in, and how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? So thank you for being sending people, for wanting the gospel to go out. Thank you for reaching out into your community and for, yeah, supporting the church, the kingdom, living and experiencing the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So this is my thanks to you as a church. So thank you. We're going to close with a song. It's one of our favorites as a youth group, and it's been kind of a call song that we've used during our missions times, and we're actually currently in a mission series as a youth group. So would you join? It might be a little youthy, so just put up with us. But it is about God's calling, that there be a burning passion in our hearts, that all would know Jesus Christ. Would you join us as we close with this song?